Welcome to this month's guided meditation. And as we begin, I invite you to take a moment to settle on in, to give yourself permission to shift gears from the outside world to your inside world. You might choose to follow the next out-breath all the way down inside, all the way down to the bottom of the breath, where you might find that brief, sometimes barely noticeable gap between the out-breath and the next in-breath. Sometimes that gap is long and leisurely. Sometimes it flickers so quickly you don't even register it. What I would ask you to notice at the beginning of this month's meditation is that stillness that lives right in that gap. The stillness you find here is the entryway to a vast, ever-present, all-encompassing background of stillness that exists within and behind every conceivable kind of awareness. Every thought, every feeling, every physical sensation, every urge, every moment of lived awareness. The stillness is a place where you can find rest, support, and ease. Take a moment there now to notice how it feels just to be with the stillness. Our theme this month is one we've touched into a number of times, and it has to do with bringing into the foreground of awareness the deep fundamental spirit that lives in everything around you, at the core of your being, at the core of everything you encounter anywhere in your life, is the essence and the life-giving presence of spirit. The same spirit that inhabits you, however you make sense of that idea that we are all spirit in form, that everything that is a manifest expression, perhaps, is one way to put it, of the underlying spirit that informs it. Notice what it's like to imagine that you and every single thing you encounter is a manifest physical or non-physical expression of one life, perhaps, one animating force, one biological impulse. However it makes sense to you, just take a moment to notice what it's like if you bring your awareness to the life within, behind, under all that is. I know I've mentioned before the community in Scotland, Findhorn, where they actively engage in a recognition of the spiritual value of everything they encounter, from the vegetables they grow, to the tools they use, to the people who go there for classes, for workshops, to engage in the community experience there. What they offer, and what I offer you here in this meditation this time, is a sense that we live in a world pervaded by the sacred, pervaded by the consciousness of spirit, pervaded by life everywhere we turn. And so I invite you, in whatever way this makes sense to you, to spend the next couple of minutes meditating on, contemplating, touching into what it means to you and what it adds to your quality of life to connect with the sacred, with spirit, in every moment of your life, in whatever activity you engage, in whatever you may encounter along the way. So I'm going to remain silent now for a couple of minutes of clock time as you deepen your meditation on the presence of the sacred, the presence of spirit in everything you encounter, anywhere and everywhere in your life experience. We're still here together, contemplating the sacred in all that is. As you go forward into your activities, whatever they may be, notice what happens in the quality of your experience if you carry with you the living sense that every single thing you encounter, whether it's your computer, a pen, a plant, an animal you may discover, an insect, another person, the food you eat, the water you drink, the electricity in your home or business, anything and everything you encounter. Notice what you experience if you remember that all of it is spirit in form. If you hold the idea that all of it is part of the one sacred life that lives you. That your entire day or your entire time of being awake and active can become an ongoing meditation on the sacred in form, on spirit alive everywhere around you, however you envision the concept of spirit in your own life. And so I invite you now to become aware again of the gap between breaths. I invite you again to travel with an out-breath down to the bottom of the breath where you can again connect with the gap that comes between breaths. Again connecting with the stillness that is always there as a place where you can rest, find some quiet time, settle into a deep, ever-present ease. And you may find that there are times during the day when just by following your out-breath all the way down to the bottom, you can touch into that stillness, get a moment's rest, a moment's respite, and then to move on with whatever you're doing, refreshed, renewed, supported. And so for now, it's time to close this meditation in terms of my speaking with you, but of course, you can always go on with whatever you choose to explore, to deepen, to experience in these times of shared meditation. And so for now, as this meditation draws to a close, I wish you well.